Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, there are big issues in the world, especially when it surrounds children. In Ethiopia, there's a drought, and it is pushing families to the brink. That earthquake in Afghanistan left 190,000 children in need of assistance. You know what is happening in Ukraine. And so we've reached out to UNICEF. Did you ever trick-or-treat for UNICEF? I think at some point many of us did. This is Lily Caprani, and Lily is the head of advocacy and global lead for health, vaccines, and pandemic response, which has been a huge job for you and UNICEF when it comes to children. But now the concern is not just worldwide, but in the U.S. as well, about the amount of children who are not being vaccinated. What is that number at, Lily?
Hi, good afternoon. The numbers around the world have definitely declined. UNICEF is involved in vaccinating children all over the world against all those common childhood diseases like measles, you know, things that are really dangerous for children. And we've seen this massive reduction in the number of children getting all of their vaccines in childhood since the beginning of the pandemic, which is sort of understandable because, you know, it was tough for parents to get out safely to clinics and to see healthcare centres at the beginning of the pandemic, especially with all the lockdowns. But we have been really worried that it still hasn't recovered, even 2.5 years later. We're still sort of seeing the numbers coming down. And it's affecting 101 countries in the world. It includes the United States, although I will say that the US is doing better than some other countries. It's still holding up. But we're definitely seeing numbers start to go down, even in the United States. And we're really worried about what that means for children's health.
Yeah, I saw where the executive director of UNICEF said this is a red alert for child health, that we are witnessing the largest sustained drop in childhood immunization in a generation. Now, obviously, COVID kept people from going to the doctor and maintaining their regular visits like they usually do. But does vaccine hesitancy based on people that were leery of the COVID-19 vaccine play into this?
I think in some countries, it's definitely true. It's true in the US and, you know, where I'm from, you can probably hear I'm from the UK. I'm talking to you from New York. But in the UK and the US, even before the pandemic hit us all, we were starting to see this rising level of hesitancy, people questioning, is it really the right thing to get my child vaccinated? And, you know, we saw the UK is an example of a country that's lost its measles-free status. It was a country where we thought we didn't have to worry about diseases like measles anymore, and yet they're making a comeback. And that kind of thing happening, even in rich countries with fairly good health systems, is it does give us massive cause for alarm. I think perhaps we've forgotten how dangerous these things are for children. You know, you can have 1 in 5 people who get measles can end up so sick they go into hospital. It can be a dangerous illness. And it's maybe a bit of complacency coming in, parent screening, maybe forgetting what the risks are. There are lots of childhood illnesses that we just don't see much of anymore because vaccination rates are so high. But if they start to go backwards, we will see all of that progress reversed.
And so what is UNICEF worried about the most? What childhood disease that has basically been eradicated because of vaccinations might come back? What are you worried about the most?
Well, we're seeing a massive rise in measles cases, 80% up on last year around the world. Some of them are it's a very, very contagious disease. So once you get an outbreak, it tends to spread like wildfire. But for children who are unfortunately living in countries that have got quite weak healthcare systems, that can be a death sentence. Very, very high levels of mortality from illnesses like that and from more common illnesses like just common infectious diarrheas and illnesses that we don't realize we're being vaccinated against. For children in countries like the US, those are still dangerous illnesses. They may have access to better healthcare services, but complications are serious and real. They can cause problems with the brain. They can go to the lungs. And these things are so preventable. It can't be stated enough. None of this has to happen. We can avoid it. We need to have a catch-up effort, get back to normal service, make sure everyone's able to get back to clinics and access healthcare and make sure their children can get immunized. And if you've missed out, then we need a real effort on catching up all those children who have missed out in the last couple of years so they can get back to being fully protected.
Well, it's back to school here in about a month, so hopefully that will prompt people to catch their kids up. But 25 million kids miss routine vaccinations because of COVID. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best. I appreciate what UNICEF does.
Thank you.
Hey, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic, and then we're going to talk to one of the stars of The Devil Wears Prada. Elton John has written this music, and I really think that next week or the week after, he'll probably be at one of these performances. We'll find out from Christian Thompson. He joins us next.